Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot? Do your thing however you cha-ching with Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/offer23.
A Big Spark Studios original.
Hey, everybody. What is up? Wait, was that weird? Oh my God. Now I'm like overthinking myself. Anyway, my name is Chris Clemons and welcome to Unhinged with Chris Clemons. I'm Chris Clemons. I was just about to say how much I have to pee and then Sam hit start. So we're here and we're going and it's happening. I finally have a podcast. I'm the last person who should have a podcast. And I don't know why I'm starting a podcast after 14 months of talking to exclusively no one, but we're here and I'm going to be talking. I just am really, first of all, I'm choking on my saliva, which is maybe a sign to pull the plug, guys. But I drank some water. That would have been smart to do, but instead I drank the champagne that I should probably not share a lot of this, but welcome to the podcast. I'm excited. This is going to be truly unhinged. If you haven't noticed from the 2 minutes we have been recording, I just wanted a place to be unhinged and get paid for it because YouTube isn't cutting it. No, this podcast is going to be a little bit of this and a little bit of that. We have a little bit of a structure, but then again, how long will that last? I don't know. And why am I rambling? I'm rambling. Guys, I'm just nervous. Okay, before we get into it, make sure that you subscribe to wherever you listen to podcasts, to this podcast. Are we sure this is a good idea? No. If you want to catch the next episode, make sure you subscribe to wherever you listen to podcasts. And there is a video portion that is available on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Chris. So make sure you subscribe to that because there are visual portions to this episode. No, this podcast. Like, guys, is this a, like, should we just stop while we're at? Okay, I am gonna get all of these nerves out of the way. This is gonna be a huge learning progress for all of us. A learning progress? A learning less? This is a nightmare. Okay, we're gonna turn it around. Something I do in my videos that I really, when I was planning this podcast, wanted to incorporate were shout outs that I was giving to different organizations or causes or small businesses or just anybody that could use a little helping hand. And I feel so ridiculous having this platform and people who are automatically listening to my very first episode, which is funny that people are listening to this hot mess. But yeah, I wanted to have shout outs be a part of this podcast. Yes, cameraman, you better fucking crawl in front of that camera. Chris, stop explaining what this is. It'll speak for itself. But because this is my first episode, I wanted the organization that I was shouting out today to have to deal with firsts. And The one I'm choosing is Bright Prospect. And if you want to donate to any of these, the links will also be in each episode description. But Bright Prospect is a nonprofit that provides free services that help low-income students prepare for college while they're still in high school. And once they get in, they offer counseling services to help ensure students graduate. And I think we oftentimes, I mean, definitely I'm guilty of this, of considering education and college more specifically as a given. And it's just not. Having education and knowledge is really such a privilege. And so many people don't get that because of where they come from or different situations. And so I love the idea of Bright Prospect and would love if you have any extra money to donate to them. And, you know, you could be literally helping someone have the future that they dreamed of. You know, look how sentimental that was. I know. I can string some sentences together. I read them all off of the screen. So what is... Anyway, Chris, stop talking. I'm going to let you guys talk. This is the Hot Box, and I thought this would be a fun segment to have in every episode where you guys can call in and leave a voicemail, and you can ask questions, you can ask advice, you can... I mean, a lot of you guys were apparently stoned. I don't listen to these beforehand, the producers. I made sure that these are fresh on camera for us. But all right, if you guys want to call in, by the way, you can call 310-844-6459 and you will be greeted with the most chaotic voicemail ever recorded. But are we ready for the first one?
Yeah.
I got the thumbs up. You guys have a mic, right?
Yes.
Thank you, Justin.
You're welcome.
Ooh.
All right, first one coming up.
Okay. I'm so nervous. I'm like...
Hey, Chris. It's Chris. You're doing an amazing job, sweetie. Congrats on your first day of the podcast. Love you.
Oh, my God. Okay, so this voicemail was set up yesterday, and I called myself after smoking. I forgot that happened. Oh, my God. This is genuinely unhinged. Oh, my God. All right. Do we have a different one?
Hi, Chris. I just wanted to know if you think it's okay to date someone with the opposite political views, and how Ooh. Long could you make it last? Is it a fundamentally difference that's not able to work through, or... do you think a Bernie gal and a MAGA hat wearing guy could end up together in the long term? Thank you.
That's an interesting question. And I don't know if it sounds like your partners should be worried. It sounds like you're wanting to pull the plug. Now, I personally don't think I could date a MAGA stan. What are we calling them? That's interesting. I personally wouldn't, just because I think that would be like something I'm not, like, if I'm looking for someone to date, like, human rights has to be top the monk's priority. Was that top the monk's priority? Let's just forget that happened. No, I probably wouldn't. But if you're making that work, I mean, share with Congress what you're doing. We fucking need it, clearly. All right. Do we have another? Oh, God.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm in a higher state of being, as it were.
Period.
And, that voice message was the best thing I've ever heard. Anyway, hello,
my God.
Chris. My name is Erica. I'm a huge fan.
Hi,
Erica. All of your videos.
Yes.
Especially when I'm feeling super depressed and I need some serotonin. And that is my question. I know that you like to, like, shock and stuff for serotonin things, but what is something... that gives you serotonin daily?
Oh.
That
oh.
You know if you went without it, it would just be like a bad day. Here lately, mine has been wearing jewelry like Harry Styles. So I just want to know.
Oh, okay.
What is your serotonin need?
Marijuana.
Like your daily need of serotonin that you wear, that you put on, that you fucking wash your ass with. I want to know because I'm nosy.
Okay. You want to know what gives me serotonin? Honestly, my dog, Booger, I love that bitch so hard. Although she's been barking lately, which I know it's like, Chris, it's a dog. but like, it's not, I don't know why this is turning into a rant about my dog. I love my dog very much. And she is the main source of my serotonin. And yes, along with marijuana. Thank you. Next. Can I say that or will Ariana Grande sue us?
No, you're good.
Okay, we're good. Is this the next one?
Yeah.
Chris, stop drinking marinara sauce, you bitch.
Excuse? Did they tell me to stop drinking marinara sauce? Mm-hmm. They told me to stop drinking. Excuse me, whoever the fuck you were, mind your business, okay? I tweeted out, if I had any concept of time, I would know when I tweeted this out. But I tweeted out saying, ooh, do we all get that nice voice crack? Hi, puberty. I tweeted out saying that, like, fuck canned tomato soup. It's trash. It all tastes metally. Why aren't we just heating up marinara sauce and drinking that, or not, not drinking that, eating that with a spoon? Bro, it tastes so good. Marinara sauce? Thank you for that head. Is that sympathy? The head nods? Or
I think I would go with pesto over marinara. But I see what you're
with
saying.
With a spoon?
Though. Oh, yeah, definitely. Or a fork. Kind of thick.
Right. I regret giving you guys microphone access. I, like, genuinely, Rao's, R-A-O apostrophe S, this is not even a spot. Oh, my God, I wish I was fucking sponsored. I would rub their marinara all over my body. But I just love straight up taking the lid off a jar and just throwing it back a little. The silence I met with is deafening. I'm not going to stop drinking marinara, you bitch. So thank you for your call, but fuck off.
Hey, Chris.
Oh, Sam, I was not done speaking. I was speaking very important words. Wait, hit me.
This might be unorthodox advice, but what would you do if you sharted yourself in public? Or, like, has this happened to you before? Because it's happened to me. I was in high school. I was in the cafeteria eating lunch. I sharted myself, and I had to go to the bathroom, wash my underwear, and discreetly, like, hide it in my lunchbox. It was the funniest thing that ever happened to me, and I literally told everybody about it because I thought it was hilarious.
Okay,
but yeah,
me.
That's my question. What would you do in this situation?
What would I do in that situation? First of all, you are very brave to just, I mean, to have shared that much of the story. You painted the full Mona Lisa. You, like, could have just given us eyeballs, but you gave us the full thing. I have shit my pants on camera, actually, and I decided to leave it in. So that's why I definitely feel like I see you eye to eye on a spiritual level, because I do. Yeah, the way I let pants sharding be a character personality of mine is something I'm going to bring up in therapy. Oh, I have therapy in 25 minutes. So looks like I'm missing therapy this week. Yeah, I think you played it off like a rock star. I would have done one thing differently, and I would have pronounced my underwear dead on the scene. That, I mean, the fact that you washed it, you washed it out in your school sink? There was just shart in your school sink. I would have just thrown that shit out. That underwear is no longer with us, you know? I can't believe you put it in your fucking lunchbox. Is that the it? Is that the it? Is that the rest? Oh, there's another.
Hey, Chris. Okay. So,
hey.
I'm sorry, I'm stoned.
You're stoned.
I'm not cheated, but,
Jesus, everyone is just fucking stoned.
I just wanted to say, first of all, love you. Second of all, I need advice on how to tell a boy to leave me alone. So the other day,
I thought it was going to be another, like, tell me how to
the guy that I've been seeing for a while, and we were making out, and, like, it was getting serious, and he literally, like, moved his head and chipped his tooth on my bottom fucking tooth. He moved his head so hard that it hit my bottom tooth and it chipped. And when I sat up and, like, spit into my hand, his chipped tooth was in my mouth. Ugh, I had to spit it into my hand. It was so gross. Anyways, now he wants to keep hanging out, and I will never get over it. Every time I look at his face, all I see is his chipped tooth in my hand, and I don't want to see him ever again. So how do I tell him nicely to leave me the fuck alone?
Oh, wow. 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 I was expecting one thing when I was like, let's do a voicemail portion of this podcast. I guess I was expecting the pants sharding and the stonedness of everyone. I was not expecting that story. I would say, you know what? You gave me your tooth. I'm going to give you a piece of advice. No. I don't want this anymore. But if you want to feel better, I did chip my own tooth on my own teeth while sitting in the comfort of my living room. So also, is that a reason? No, you spit out his tooth in your hand. It's a reason. Yeah. Tell him the show is over. It's canceled. It didn't get continued. Picked up for a season two. Yeah. Wait, I'm just like pissed off that you think you are in a predicament. I would kill to be making out with someone right now and chip my tooth. I like literally chipped it off my own fucking teeth in my living room. Is that the last voicemail?
That's the last. Wait, how did you chip your tooth?
I bit down. Like, I don't know, but there's a fucking chunk of my tooth missing. Not a chunk. It's like very subtle, but I notice, and that's enough.
I think he should offer to pay for his dental as well.
I don't know why I gave you microphone access part two. So shut your fucking mouth. Maybe that'll be the charitable shout out next time. Will be his GoFundMe for his friend's new fucking tooth or something. Oh, God. Is that it on voicemails? Good. Thank God. I've heard enough. This is... I feel like we almost need to take a break so I can, like, walk and clear my head after that. Now, next up, I figured we would have a little rant because I've heard enough and I feel like I need to share my own truth. Jeff Wittick? So it was going to be about how people don't fucking mask properly. And I know as a vaccinated person, that is probably so annoying for me to still be harping on people not wearing masks correctly. But like, what is the fucking point of wearing a mask if it's below your nose? I don't want to see your nose. Okay. I don't want to see your teeth. Quite honestly, the less of your face I can see, the better. Just everyone in the room puts on a mask. No, guys, we're all good here. I'm talking about, like, the randos in the grocery store who I don't know, who are, like, up my asshole. And I'm like, did we not just do 14 months of 6 feet distance, bitch? Back it up. Ugh, I was in Palm Springs. I'd love that I'm doing this rant anyway. I was in Palm Springs and, like, no one was wearing a fucking mask. Like, there was a girl in Starbucks fully not wearing a mask, not even in her hand, just gone. There was no mask. I'm like, ma'am, can I get you a Trenta mask and a fucking... Ugh, Chris, stop. But okay, it did change to Blue Powerade. And you will see it here. And that's because I'm treated like Rihanna on this show, where I have a rider. Yeah, and if you don't know what that is, it's basically like a list of food demands you make when you come to a set. And so I have like fresh fruit, Takis, Smart Sweets, the whole thing. And I asked for a fridge of Blue Powerade, and I literally have one. But this is what leads me to my quandary, which isn't a real rant because, like, Chris, read the fucking room. But why does Blue Powerade taste better from a drive-thru than it does in a bottle? I know people probably know the answer to this, and they'll probably tell me, and I'll be annoyed that I even asked the fucking question. But why is it when I go through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru, yes, I go to Chick-fil-A, okay, it is the closest fast food, I'm not proud of it, but I'm putting money against myself, okay? I don't know why anybody else is fucking mad. But I go to, it just tastes so good. Do I need to add ice? Do I need to add homophobia? What do I need to add to this fucking bottle of Powerade to make it taste the way it does? It doesn't, and it's not fair. Yeah, Chris, neither is, like, half the shit going on in this country. I'm going to take a drink of Prosecco and forget that I was ranting about Blue Powerade. But it's just like, what is that? Do other people feel me, or is this just another case of a overweight white man screaming into a microphone? Because I'm afraid it's that one. Okay, interesting. Did you all like that ASMR of me drinking Prosecco? Yeah, I've had a glass or two before this, which is why this podcast episode might be re-recorded. Unhinged family, Father's Day is right around the corner, and you probably need a gift for your hairy husband, your significant other, your father, your sugar daddy, or the father of your dogs. I don't have a dad, so it's one stress that I don't have to worry about. But if you need a gift, Manscaped is coming in clutch. You might ask, how is their Lawnmower 4.0 different than all their other trimmers? Here's the tea. The Lawnmower 4.0 has an upgraded trimmer, which includes a multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock, which is a great feature for if your father travels a lot, which mine doesn't because I don't have one. But I guess I can shave my bush on the go. It also gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. So If you've always wondered what would it be like to shave my balls in the dark, give it a go. Now you have, it's here, 2021. No flying cars, but shave your balls in the dark. Now, Manscaped also has other amazing products like cologne, crop mop ball wipes, crop reviver ball toner, and crop preserver ball deodorant. Just when you thought, do I need to take care of my balls? Yeah, you do. They smell. So put some fucking deodorant on them. It's worth noting that all Manscaped products are cruelty-free, paraben-free, dye-free, and vegan, so it doesn't matter what diet you follow, you can still eat balls. Now, if all of this made you nearly climax, you can get 20% off plus free shipping by using code UNHINGED at manscaped.com. That is MANSCAPED.com. Get the men in your life a gift you know they'll use for this father. Well, I don't have a Father's Day, Manscaped. No, I don't have a father. Or a Father's Day. Feed up for me. Again, that's 20% off plus free shipping with code UNHINGED at manscaped.com. And yeah, go get the man in your life. Tell him to shave his bush. You're tired of it. I can tell.
'Tis the season to shine with H&M. Discover the holiday collection and find fashionable pieces for your wardrobe or for under the tree. Get inspired and dazzle with this year's glam. From tuxedo styles, bow detailed pieces, impressive prints, and more. From unforgettable looks to unforgettable gifts. With fashion finds to home decor, find it all at H&M. Treat your loved ones and yourself this season. Shop in-store or at hm.com.
Now I figured rank every time I introduce a new segment, I go, I figured, like I'm some kind of like math teacher. I don't know what I'm figuring out, but it's not this podcast. A segment I wanted to do because I think it would be really fun. And if you're listening to this, I highly recommend the visual podcast on my YouTube channel as well. But I wanted to rank shit. And I think ranking is so fun because it involves one of my favorite pastimes, which is being a judgmental cunt. And I am not me without that. And I'm certainly not unhinged without it. So I wanted to rank a bunch of firsts because, again, it's my first episode. And it's probably going to be my worst episode. I'm just going to, if you're like, wow, this is bad so far. First of all, thank you so much for still listening. But second of all, yeah, it'll hopefully be better. I shouldn't promise, although a normal professional person probably would promise, but that's out the window. But yeah, I wanted to rate my firsts, like my first kiss, my first time having sex, my first job, my first time smoking weed, etc. And we have a nice little visual aspect that our good buddy Justin is operating. And I mean, truly, I feel so bad that he has to do all of this. Anyway, Chris, this is for therapy once again. Yeah, I realized that a lot of this podcast is just going to be therapy, like in terms of, yeah, Chris, stop oversharing. All right, we're going to start with my first kiss. And my first kiss, I can remember two. Yes, there is the very stunning picture I picked out from a royalty-free website. And, I did not realize how, I mean, like, no, I did realize how up close and graphic that image is, but that actually makes me a little bit uncomfortable. My first kiss was either in preschool where this girl, Katie, can I say her last name or is that putting someone on blast? Will a lawyer show up? Don't. Okay, got it. Katie, let's call her Tankin. That like literally rhymes. We love parody. Katie Tankin and I had a huge crush on each other and we kissed. And then this girl, Samantha, different one than the wonderful person operating the audio and everything on this podcast, she pushed me down a flight of stairs. So I'm going to not choose that one, although I did technically just share it. But I'm going to go with my first actual one as like a cognizant human being. And it was during a game of Truth or Dare. And it was so disappointing. Like, it wasn't disappointing. It was just like, you know, you fucking watch movies and shit, and it's like this whole thing, and the camera's spinning like faster and faster around them, and like they're just like, I don't fucking know. It was not that. I was just like, wait, that's it? We both awkwardly laughed, and it was like in a group setting, so everyone else was laughing and going like, ew. It's like, shut the fuck up. So with that, I'm gonna rank it like very middle of the road. Like, I'd say let's put this bitch at C. Like, right? if there's anything I learned from school, it's that C is the average. And that was a pretty average first kiss. So we're going to put that one there. Next up is my first time having sex. That picture. I stand by this. I have to tell you, I was working. I had to like find royalty-free images because lawyers are now involved in this. It's not just a YouTube video. And so this is, that's honestly pretty graphic for a royalty-free one. Like that's unhinged. We need to get whoever took this photo on the podcast. My first time having sex, I have no idea when, where, who, what, and why. I mean, no, I know why I was horny. But I don't remember. If anybody has like building security footage, I would love to know. I would purchase it. Because of that, it couldn't have been that great. And I'm sure I was probably awkwardly flailing my arms, legs, and other appendages in many directions. So I'm going to probably put that at... What should I put this at? Like, I wish I had any content. Oh my God, do I remember? Oh my God, I literally... I am literally remembering! It was awkward. It was so awkward! Oh my God, I genuinely could not for the life of me pull this out. And the fact that this is recording and I'm remembering is so unfortunate. It is so unfortunate. I'm honestly going to put it at like a B. It was... This was going to go to F and it's just fully at B. Oh my God, it was... Oh no, I just might be like... Literally, it's because of the fact that I've been abstinent for 14 months that I'm just, like, craving any sex. But, like, wow, it's... No, I think it just might be desperation. We'll leave it at B, though. Or should we move it to D for desperation? No, let's leave it at B. Thank you. Next time is going to be my first time smoking weed, which was in London, and I was, like, 20 years old. That picture is... Current day Chris smoking weed, for the record. The royalty-free website we pulled these from, iconic. My first time smoking weed was in London. Should I be announcing that? That I was not only, like, 19, but I was also in a foreign country? I mean, I smoked on the... I vaped on the plane ride to Australia with, like, ounces in my bags. I don't know why I'm sharing that. I've shared that before, maybe. Whatever, it's out there now. My first time smoking weed was, like, amazing. I remember I was with, like, these new friends I met in London who are in my program. I'm still friends with one of them to this day, and she was, like, the main person that I remember in the story. It was so fun. I felt like I was in, like, the black marble, like, hallways of Harry Potter, like, the Ministry of Magic. I don't know how to describe it. I know I'm, like, already doing a pretty... poor job of using words, but like I know I'll do an exceptionally poor job of using words trying to describe this, but it gave me like Harry Potter vibes, and it was lit because I was obviously in London. I'm gonna put that at like, what's the top one? It's not S, or is it S? Oh, it is S. I'm gonna put that at S. What does the S stand for? Superb.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Oh.
Like special? I don't know, actually.
Oh. Yeah, I always see S at the top of these, like, tier S-class. Things. And yeah, S-class. What is... Isn't that, like, the worst Mercedes? Is an S-class? Isn't that, like, the cheapest one?
I think... maybe it is. Let's just go with Superb.
All right, let's go with Superb. We just totally reinvented the ranking tiers. If you know what this stands for, please tweet me or comment on a picture of mine on Instagram. I don't know how you'll get in touch with me because I'm... clearly just getting used to the idea of having a podcast. But if you know what that S stands for, I fully realize I could Google it, but I'd rather not do the work. Yeah, I'd stick with S. That was, like, really fun. Oh, and next up, we have my first time buying alcohol. Oh, I remember, surprise, I'm drunk. Yeah, that is, like, literally how it always happens. It's like, I'm just like, I'm gonna drink, and then I'm, like, fucking blackout. My first time buying alcohol... I was a freshman in college. I was 19. I was 18. I had my first fake ID. It was from Maryland. And I would like to say I still have this fake ID. I bought two for like $110, which at the time as a freshman, I was like, am I going to have to sell my body for this? Like, I was like, how the fuck does how do you get $110? You know, I was like shook. We didn't have OnlyFans back then. But I got a fake ID and I bought alcohol from this wine store on 6th Avenue. And I know exactly where I could find it to this day. I can't remember the cross street though. And I probably shouldn't put them on blast. But I bought alcohol. It was a bottle of white wine called Chris, K-R-I-S. And I was so excited. I was like, bottle of wine with my name on it. Even though it's strictly not how my name is spelled. It's literally not my name. But that was my first purchase. And I have a picture of it somewhere of me in a park outside the liquor store, secretly holding it as if adults can't have alcohol. But I wasn't an adult. I was 18. Fuck 12. Anyway. Oh, so I still have to rank this. Right. See, I'm drunk from the Prosecco. Surprise, I'm drunk. Literally, surprise, Chris, you're drunk. I'm going to put it at S. I don't know if S is just standing for substance abuse now. But S, that was such a rush. Oh my God, is this ID going to work? Oh my God, it worked. Oh my God, now I have a whole bottle of red wine with my name on it. Literally. Anyway, yeah, S tier for that one. My first day of podcasting, I say as if I didn't write this list of firsts. My first day of podcast is going great. Surprise, I'm drunk. So let's put that one under subs. I forgot I picked this picture. I was really losing hope. I typed in recording studio for the picture. I scrolled pretty far down to find this gem. But I figured if we didn't have promotional photos of this podcast, this could have been, you know, this, that could be me, the whole shaved head kind of vibe. Anyways, clearly very proud of the choices I've made. I'm going to put the first day of podcast in S as well. There's been significant substance abuse. No. everyone looks at me and goes, Chris, shut the fuck up. Yeah, I'm going to put it in S. It's been really fun. Everybody's been really nice and patient and understanding the fact that they're working with a lunatic. I cannot recommend this podcast. Ow. I have vampire teeth and they literally just bit my tongue. Anyways, let's forget I was born. My first big purchase. Oh, I did rank that. Okay. My first big purchase. Yeah, that's me after retail therapy. my first big purchase was my car. I own a Tesla Model 3, and that was a huge fucking deal for me on a serious level. When I had a car in high school, it was the car I was driven to kindergarten in, and I just was, the car still worked. My parents were why would we buy you a new one when the 98 Chevy Malibu was gold? Why would we buy you a new car when that bitch is still cranking? So I pulled into my high school every day with that car. And this was the first new car I'd ever purchased. And I'd always bought used cars for myself. Oh, it was so... I will say, though, customer service at Tesla, it was it did kind of ruin the experience. It kept getting pushed back a week, the delivery of the car, because, of course, it's not just a normal car system. They have to deliver it. They couldn't find the car, and then they couldn't locate the driver. Yeah, it kind of was cool that I bought myself a Tesla, but the process itself wasn't super cool. I've definitely felt better spending less. Let's put it that way. I'd rank it A. I would probably put the experience of buying my Tesla. Excuse me, can we put it in A? You're slacking. Thank you. I'm just fucking with you. It was obviously a fun experience because I was buying myself a new car for the first time. But it was definitely what the fuck is going on and how is Tesla a company? my first huge failure. What would my first failure be? I mean, I can think of failures that I've done. I can think of lots of failures. In fact, my first one is probably... this confirms my first failure. It was calling a kid a bitch in first grade at recess. And while I do still stand by that, because the kid was being a fucking bitch, he was my friend, supposedly, and he picked me last at flag football. What the fuck? Granted, I know I'm not, again, all-star athlete. Wait, it was first grade. I didn't even, I feel like I was, if anything, the most athletic in first grade. And he picked me last for football, so I was you're a bitch. I remember this so fucking clearly. And the second I said that, I knew I was fucked. Mostly because I'm in first grade using the word bitch. So he goes, I'm telling Mrs. Lopez, and she turned out to be my third grade teacher, fun fact. So he walks up and I was like, please, no, I'll be your best friend. I'll do all this. Maybe we weren't that good of friends if I'm like betting with friendship. So Miss Lopez takes me to the principal's office, and I remember going down the steps from the recess ground. What is that called? Recess playground? Oh, playground. Duh. It's been a minute since first grade. So we're walking down the steps. I'm like, my mom doesn't use it. My dad doesn't use it. My little brother doesn't use it. Knowing full well that like both my mom, dad, and older brother do use the word bitch. And that's exactly where I learned it from. But I wasn't about to throw them under the bus. Although, should have thrown my dad under the bus. He sucks. But I was supposed to get something signed. Long story short, I called a kid a bitch. I honestly think that's a pretty successful failure, which I think we're going to put in S class for successful. Because I would do that again if someone fucking picked me last for football. Even though I hate football and know that I'm not good at it and providing nothing for the team, besides maybe moral support, I'd still put it at S. Like S for stand by it. S is meaning a lot of things. It's crazy how many words start with the letter S. Like, shut up, Chris, and keep talking. My first job was babysitting, by the way, which honestly, out of all of my jobs, I would probably be holding this amount of money after babysitting. I went to like a really rich high school, which makes me like, that's not a flex. Like, I was like definitely like one of the poorer people there. But a lot of the teachers had kids who needed to be babysat. And why people put me in charge of their kids, no idea. Well, I guess at the time in high school, I wasn't like super into weed. I didn't drink. Like, I was against weed in high school because I thought only like bad people smoked weed. I mean, in my defense, like literally everybody in high school who smoked weed is like either in jail or like kicked out of their family. So I wasn't technically wrong. But babysitting was my first job, and I had a lot of fun because as a 27-year-old adult, I'm still a child. So I had a great time that, yeah, I would put that S also. Like, that was successful. If this were my dishwasher job, that would be like the fucking fastest F possible. But babysitting was lit. It's just like such easy money. And like one of the babysitting jobs, one of the kids was like old enough fully to have like taken care of her brothers. But like the parents still hired me. And I was like, why am I even collecting a paycheck? But I mean, I still collected it and then spent it the day after at food places. Yeah, it's good that I didn't smoke weed in high school. I can't imagine how I would have afforded that lifestyle. I would have been way calmer. Wow. I wonder if that would have damaged my brain so I'd be maybe normal. A lot to think about. Lastly, we have my first vacation, which this is probably the most unhinged of them all. That's me on vacation in my Barbie swimsuit one piece. I love this royalty-free website that can you believe we almost paid $4,000 for Getty Images when this was free? I, like, want to follow this chick on Instagram because you know that this was taken for Instagram and all of the girls in the background are like, you should upload that to royalty-free image websites. My first vacation that I can remember was in kindergarten. My older brother would have been in, like, third or fourth grade. We went to Jamaica. I don't know if my parents were smoking what is like sold in Jamaica, but what the fuck? Why did I in kindergarten? How old are you even in kindergarten? Like three? You're five? At the age of five, I went to Jamaica and I had no idea what was even going down. Like, what a waste of money that was. I actually have to like, can I get my mom on the phone on this podcast? Like, I have questions for her. Maybe we'll do that in the next episode. We'll ask her what the fuck she was thinking. Maybe that'll be the rant. Write that one down. But oh my God, we went to Jamaica. I remember I met this kid, Christian. Maybe he was a Christian. I don't fucking know. His name was Christian. And he was like my friend. It was like those friends you meet on vacations. That's also wild. Going on vacation and like wanting to talk to other people. Could never. But I made this friend Christian. We both got like our hair braided, which, yeah, I was like fully culturally appropriating in kindergarten. But in my defense, I didn't even know, like, how to spell my name. So, I mean, how much can we really blame me for? But I did get my hair braided with, like, silver and gold beads. Just the bangs, though. Ugh, I would kill. My mom has to have a picture of this. I know she dropped her film camera in the ocean on this trip. Why can't I remember this and not, like, literally my credit card? Like, ugh, if I only had a slight understanding of how my brain worked. I loved this vacation. I don't remember a lot of it besides the cultural appropriation, which, Chris, stop talking about this. I'm going to put in S for superb and S for should never do again because my parents should never have taken. Wait, did we miss one?
Yeah, we're missing first day of school.
First day of school. I was like, who is that little picture down there? Guys, that wasn't the last one. My first day of school. Oddly enough, I remember one first day of school, and it was my first day of senior year of college. Is that right? That means it was senior year of college the first day. Yeah, it was my last year of school ever. My first day, I'm like, holy shit. Chris, we never thought we'd see this day. So I woke up to do my morning routine, which is at the time antidepressants. And instead of antidepressants, I realized that I took my sleeping medication. And so I was punching my leg the entire day of my first day of senior year of college. And honestly, I'm glad we ended on this note. I'm going to put that one. That was actually like an F because there is nothing worse than taking a sleeping pill and not being in your bed. I know that's like a no shit, Chris. But like when you live that life for just one day, it's too much. It is too much. It is an F, which is also, I think, the grade I got in the class that I was falling asleep in. I'm not even kidding. I think it was computer programming. And I like literally had to go to the professor and I was like, my parents just got divorced and I can't do this. I mean, they did get divorced. It was just like 4 years ago. That's a great tip, by the way. See, you guys are going to get something out of this podcast. If you have divorced parents, like I'm not one to like use excuses like, oh, someone died and no one did, because I'm like, then that'll happen. But like my parents got divorced after high school. So like in between my senior year of high school and freshman year of college. And so every class I was in, my parents got divorced. Like it didn't matter how many times, except if I had the same professor. I obviously had to use that card wisely. But oh my God, every semester my parents were getting divorced in every class. I was like, oh, I can't handle it. They loved each other so much. Oh God. I should stop telling all of this. I'm going to let you guys tell me some shit, actually. Which brings us to the next portion, which is secrets. I did this for a YouTube video. Sorry, I just had to clear my nose. And I had you guys reveal your secrets to me that you had never shared in a Google form. And this can also be found in every episode's description. But I have a Google form that I had you guys submit your secrets to. Yeah, Chris, it's pretty fucking self-explanatory. I haven't seen these either, just like the voicemails. Secrets. Shh. If you're not watching, that's what the envelope that these were handed to me in says. I have this weird feeling of like needing to yawn but also burp, but then there's nothing. Right. Okay. We'll get a doctor for that one. Oh, I would love. Do you think for a podcast episode we could like actually do therapy? Like if I had my therapist but we like blurred his face and everything?
Good idea.
I think that would be so fun to just sit on the couch and like just have therapy. Right. Okay. I'm going to take the lack of responses as a cue. Okay. One time when I was wasted AF, that's as fuck if I have any old people listening, I accidentally called my dad thinking that he was my sugar daddy. Oh, please don't make me read the rest. And I asked him how long I could ride him for to get 10K. My dad was not happy. Yeah, I think you could have left the last sentence out. I think all of our imaginations picked up on the fact that your dad was not happy. Wow, you could really ride someone for 10K? Show of hands of everyone in the studio. Raise your hands if you would. Would you ride someone for 10K?
100%.
All right, there's two definites, one of which is me, and then there were some. I don't want to be on the record. Yes. Okay, so I would say everybody in this room would. I think that's fair. The next one. My ex-boyfriend has a Confederate flag tattoo. Okay. And I didn't see it until the first time we had sex. Okay. And then he gave me chlamydia. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. It is not surprising that someone with a Confederate flag tattooed on their body forever gave you chlamydia. And, oh, I guess you only found it out as you received the chlamydia. I'm trying to think morally where I stand with this one. Do you guys think that this person deserved chlamydia? Did you have any signs? I'm talking as if you're in the room. Did you have signs that he was a Confederate flag tattoo kind of person? Or no? I'm staring at a camera hoping that a response will come through. It won't. Yeah, that... Ooh. Talk about being on the losing side. Ooh. Next secret. When I was in eighth grade, I had to pee so bad in an H&M fitting room. Come on. H&M fitting rooms are already struggling as it is. Chris, just read the rest. I peed my pants and cleaned it with a shirt I brought in to try on. My friend saw my wet pant and I blamed it on the Gucci guilty sample we got before from a booth at the mall. What a roller coaster. Did you buy the shirt? Like, please tell me you bought the shirt and didn't hang up a piss-covered shirt for someone to try on next. That's the most H&M thing I've ever fucking heard. So, wait. You blamed your piss stain on a Gucci guilty sample? Don't you think you would have fucking smelled Gucci guilty? Your friend just smelled guilty. And it was you. Oh, there's another. Oh, and this is the last one. So, let's soak it up. Oh, my God. This one? Just by the way, is a full fucking paragraph. One time, I was having sex with this guy I frequently hooked up with. Well, he had this super cute... If this ends in bestiality, I'm ending the podcast. Just wait. Okay, I'm waiting. That comes into play. Oh my God, if the dog actually comes into play, bro. Well, this night we were having pretty rough sex, and then I felt the need to poop. I didn't know what to do. You didn't know what to do? Go to a fucking toilet. What do you mean you didn't fucking know what to do? Hi, when I have the urge to poop. Did you guys just hear my fart? Oh, what fart? Okay, Chris, keep reading. And then I felt the need to poop. I didn't know what to do, so I literally grabbed my little turd that came out and threw it onto his floor. The next morning, we woke up and he blamed his dog for shitting inside. I have never been more embarrassed in my life. I'm sorry. I am going to be the dumbass that breaks this one down. So, okay. You have a super cute dog and you shit. So you shit in this person's bed while also hooking up with them. No, I'm sorry. Having, quote, pretty rough sex. You're having rough sex and you mean to tell me you pooped out a turd onto the bed and then saw it and then just what? Quickly flung it and grab it onto the floor and nobody noticed? I mean, I guess that's believable if the lights were off. But, like, didn't you have a shitty asshole? Like, I know if I plumped out a turd and didn't wipe my ass, I mean, that would be like the Willy Wonka chocolate factory. It would be... Chris, I'm embarrassed for you. You should feel embarrassed. You should. Have any of you pooped during sex? Is that... Like, that's when you go, hey... Hold on. Stay there. Keep yourself hard. I'm going to go poop. Like, we're going to have to rework this whole podcast. I don't think I can mentally, like, prepare for any of this. This is, like, if... This is unhinged. And not just because it's the fucking name of the podcast. I would use this adjective to describe these. I am so sorry that you had to stay up till 2 a.m. reading through these. Sifting. Like you're in the gold rush.
Those were the tame ones.
Tame? What the... Was the dog involved in some of them? No.
There were animals involved.
In no!
It was dark.
Unfortunately, so.
Oh my God, what kind of James Charles nightmare is this? All right, guys. I think we've all seen and heard enough. Even if you're not watching, you've seen enough. Thank you guys for watching or listening or... I mean, just collectively experiencing this trauma together. I can't say that the rest of the podcast won't be like this, because I definitely sadly feel that this is going to just be the rest of this ride until it's canceled inevitably. But please make sure you rate and review on Apple Podcasts. I'm saying after the onslaught I've put everybody through, please leave a rating and a review, because what does that do? Will we get more money?
You'll be on the charts in Apple.
Guys, I can be a chart topper? I didn't even think about this. Guys, fucking leave reviews. 5 stars across the board. Pretend I'm like the best Uber ride of your life. I mean, oh my God, the fact that I could be on an iTunes chart. Oh my God, none of this should be happening. Absolutely none of this. Again, make sure you're subscribed to wherever you listen to podcasts too. And you're subscribed to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Chris, so you can watch the video portions of these. Is there anything else we should share? Oh, share it with your friends, your local drug dealer. I don't care. Just get it out there. Get me on the charts, guys. Oh my God. This needs to be canceled. I mean, either this needs to be canceled or I need to be canceled. Regardless, thank you all so much. Hopefully you tune in next time. Hopefully you didn't get into a car crash while listening to this. Oh my God. How do I even sign off on this? Bye.